Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Dave Dyer plus Tom and a Deer and Swingin'. All coming up right after this.
Scientists are reporting that a 6.5-ton satellite is about to plummet to Earth. Are you prepared? Well, you better be. Your odds of being hit by this thing are over 1 in 3,200. Wow. Think about it. Your odds of winning the Powerball are less than 1 in 195 million. But you buy a ticket for that every week, right?
Uh-huh.
That's why it makes sense to invest in protecting the safety of yourself, your family, and your property from satellite debris. Mm. How? I'll tell you how. By purchasing the Danny Jackson anti-satellite shotgun.
Yeah.
That's right. You have the constitutional right to bear arms in order to defend yourself from invading foreign forces.
That's right.
And that includes foreign objects falling out of the sky. Don't wait until you're in the emergency room getting a hunk of space junk pulled out of your ass. Right now is the time to act. Get on down to Danny Jackson's anti-satellite gun emporium today. We'll get you set up with a weapon that is guaranteed to take down any parts you see heading your way.
Mm-hmm.
Worried about a 3-day waiting period? Well, don't be. Our attorneys found a little-known loophole in the law involving filing off serial numbers. That allows us to sell these babies to anyone, anytime. No ID, no delay, and no pesky satellites bonking on your noggin. So, there's no reason to hesitate. Get on down here today. We've got everything you need to defend against satellites. We've got weapons, ammunition, Kevlar vests and helmets, beer, liquor, fireworks,
yeah.
Tattoos while you wait. It's all right here at Denny Jackson's Anti-Satellite Gun Emporium.
Due to state and federal laws, we cannot give out an address or any contact information for Danny Jackson's Anti-Satellite Gun Emporium. But you probably know a guy who knows a guy who can tell you where to find him.
Yeah.
No credit cards or personal checks. Danny Jackson only accepts cash, food stamps, and boxes of cold medicine.
Get on down here before I have to move this RV to a different town.
All right.
And if you're a cop, don't even think about coming here dressed in plain clothes and pretending you ain't. This is America. That's against the law.
Danny Jackson is not an attorney and cannot offer legal advice. Furthermore, no one besides Danny Jackson is liable for any injuries, litigation, or deaths stemming from shopping at his gun emporium. Not this radio station, not the gun manufacturers, not Danny's parents, not me, or even the guy putting in these sound effects. This is just between you and Danny Jackson.
Okay.
All right, now turn off the radio and get down here, you dumbasses. Oh, hey, yo hablo español, amigos.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Full cast of idiots.
Thank you.
They looked right at
with
me.
With the exception of?
Me. Oh,
I'll take that. That would be Ace Cosby, Christy Lee, Jess Hooker, Also, we have trying out for his role in The Village People as the biker. It's Dave Dyer. That is a nice mustache.
Thanks
so you're
going to
keep that?
I am going to keep it, Christy.
It's glorious.
Not going
we are married.
You, Josh. So
you're married.
So I am married.
You don't have to worry about that. Because
so
no, I don't
law.
Have to worry about
does
it.
Does she like it?
For anyone, no, she does not like it. But here's what I'm saying.
That's because she's a woman. That particular style is known as VP.
Right.
Vagina protector.
Right.
Because that won't get near one.
I took the stats of my sexual activity before the mustache and after.
Uh-huh.
No change. So, the mustache is staying.
The old math problem is 0 + 0.
Yes. It stays.
Wouldn't you like to see Dave in a monocle?
I'd love it.
I think you'd look
crappy.
Yeah.
Right? And with a nice tuxedo, you'd look good. Mm-hmm. That you could pull off that character.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
Now,
Mr. Bond.
We've also been joined by Jess Hooker. Hello, Jess. Good to see you.
Hi, Tom.
Now, do you do this thing at the dinner table? Do you say to the kids, what was the highlight of your day?
Sometimes. Yeah, if we're not talking much, then I'll bring that up. Yeah, and
You don't have a ritual? You do it every night?
I always did that, yeah.
Yeah, but they do like high, low, like
yeah,
the
we
high
do
part
best
of your
part
day.
Of your day, worst part of your day. Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Do you guys do that at your house?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is
there any time left after you get done with for anybody else? Or?
Is there any time left?
Do you allow them to speak?
They go first.
You hate it that I know you so well. I can feel it.
They go first. Then I say, relax. Here it comes.
Every one of their sentences is, nobody cares. At the end.
Highlight Daddy, of the week.
You don't understand the size of these deer. I nearly died.
Giant. Did you see the text? He goes,
352 this morning.
They barely missed me.
Yes.
I missed them.
Okay.
They barely missed me.
I hope we're recording this because when you hit one of these guys.
I'm just saying.
I can do. Oh,
Tom is nice enough to text us in the morning things like, hey, there are deer on the road.
Right. Roads
be careful.
Roads are bad. Yada,
but
yada,
this
yada.
Morning at 4:30, when I read the text, hey, there are deer on the road, I went, Tom thinks deer are statues.
They
don't move.
They'll still be
by
there.
The way,
my deer text came at 2:45 a.m.
Mine came at 3:52, and I'm thinking,
by the time
we get there at 5, they're not going to be there.
You think the deer are going to be moving?
You think deer are just hanging out at that part of the...
there's one.
351.
There's one under the bridge.
There's a bridge over here.
Same
that,
deer.
That guy's there every morning.
This, I swear to you, this
is the exact text. If you hit that deer...
This is the exact text. Watch out, ... Three deer in the road on the way here, ... Two of them, huge, ...
I wanna...
Just, and my favorite, just missed me.
Yeah.
I didn't miss them. They missed me, okay?
Fine.
What a psycho.
If there is a God, you're going to come call one day, I can't get in. I hit the big deer.
If I hit a deer and you see my car dented, I ran into the garage.
I'm not telling you that.
This one would have taken your car out.
Oh,
that's true.
It's going to be in my lap if I hit a deer. Yeah.
Now, check local listings. There are deer in all 50 states.
Of course.
but ours are
people. Now,
but ours are huge.
I need to explain to you what deer are.
We have deer. We have deer in the news. I'm kind of fond of saying deers, don't you think?
Deer.
Yeah. Who determined deers the deer was the plural of deer? I don't agree.
You think Mama Deer calls the baby deers deers?
Somebody windbagged me on that and said you can't say deers certain times.
Okay. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie. How are you?
Don't you know it's still bow season? You bow up and bump them to the side. They'll play with you. I swear to God. Slow down. But they will total a car if they're the size of cattle, like Tom says. So it ain't something to be messed with.
Yeah, I agree.
But first off, I want to start off by wishing all our veterans a happy Veterans Day.
Very good. Yeah. We agree.
And we appreciate them keeping us safe and thank them for their service and support. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I don't know if you know this, but I tried joining the military right after high school.
Really?
I swear to God, I figured it'd be a good way for me to spread my wings and see the world on Uncle Sam's time for a change.
How did it go?
Well, you know them old Uncle Sam posters, that Uncle Sam wants you posters?
Sure.
They made posters out of them? Well, come to find out, them posters don't just pertain to everybody. Because I went down to that recruiting office, sign up, and the first thing the guy tells me is they're going to have to cut off all my hair.
Mm. Oh, the mullet?
I said, that ain't happening. I've been working on this rear-end spoiler since the early 80s. Poor God. I mean, since they put spandex on stage, there ain't no way I'm letting Uncle Sam come at me with clippers. And I don't understand why I couldn't just tuck it in the back of my helmet. Plus, it'll help me read the wind when it comes time to throwing hand grenades.
Sure.
But next, they give me a physical, and come to find out, I'm hard of hearing in both ears. And that makes me unintelligible to join. They said not being able to hear good is a weakness during war.
Really?
I swear to God, I said, I hate to counterpunch, but if that's the case, how did Def Leppard win Battle of the Bands? I swear to God.
Fair point.
Eventually, when it came down to you, I wasn't allowed to join the Army.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, and something about my massive pork sword being a detriment to blocking bunkers.
Oh, God. Sure.
Swear to God, even though it's qualified to buckle a tank, they's afraid if it came untouched from a sock, some comrades could trip over it during an ambush.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's been well documented, Angel Skinner's took friendly fire from it before, and she's still got 1,000-yard stare. So... Hey, Ace, is it too late for me to join the Kiss Army?
You're welcome to join.
I appreciate it. Well, see, I got that as a backup. But anyways, we want to thank all our veteran men and women out there putting their lives on the line so jackasses like me and shit can continue to do what we do.
Good point.
Thank you, Donnie.
They're all badasses and true American heroes. And I hate to admit this on the radio, but I never even made it out of basic training neither, because that manager at Wendy's was a dick. All because I refused to wear an apron, you know? I ain't doing that covering my black belt on the clock. I swear to God. Second Amendment. I'm going to go.
Thank you, Donnie.
Oh, Donnie.
That was enlightening. No mullets in the U.S. Army. That makes sense. We've got some important words coming up about Veterans Day, as a matter of fact, a little bit later on. Did you want to finish today in history, Christy, before we talk to our guest? What have we missed here?
Born on this date in 1922, Kurt Vonnegut.
Great American.
Yes.
And veteran. Got a great book about Dresden, Slaughterhouse mm-hmm. 5.
Yeah.
Born on November 11th, 1925, Jonathan Winters.
What a treasure.
My favorite.
I loved him.
In many ways.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, off topic, did you happen to see, I believe it was either NBC or CBS, it was NBC, that Harry Smith interviewed Bob Newhart yesterday morning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The great Bob Newhart is now 90.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And his first album, he was completely unknown, and that ended up being the album of the year. Did it say it sold 1 million copies?
Yeah. Yep.
And I have a little editor's note here. For those that produce the CBS Saturday morning program, which is excellent, at the end of the show they always have a band on, which is very cool, and then they'll always come back and they'll go, for those of you still watching, here's more music from the name of the band. Has someone pointed out to the producers that if they're not watching, they can't hear the announcement? Who are they announcing that for?
Yeah, shouldn't they say, for those of you no longer watching, go screw yourselves.
Because they're not
there. No
yeah, 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 yeah.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Just say, here's the band again. You don't have to say, if you're not here anymore, you're not.
Just say, thank you for joining us. Yeah. Here's more.
Yeah.
That smell like a consultant to me.
They do it every week. I think this. Are they just reading the same thing some idiot wrote 6 years ago and they forgot to just clean up the.
But anybody reading that would know it makes no sense, wouldn't they?
Weird.
They do it every week.
That's weird.
And by the way, if you watch NBC News, every night now begins with the words breaking news.
It's true.
For the last.
I didn't believe him and I started listening to it every night. Breaking news.
The problem is, what if there isn't any breaking news?
They make it.
Well, make some.
They had breaking news the other night when it wasn't breaking news. It happened that morning, and they said it was breaking news.
Breaking news. Type on mayonnaise jar, slightly bigger.
12 hours ago. Wait a minute. What? Mayonnaise jars? What are you talking about?
I'm back to today in history. I'm sorry, Christy.
Born on this date, November 11th, 1960, the great actor Stanley Tucci.
Oh, yes.
Love him.
Adorable.
God, yes. I hope he doesn't get in trouble for that Me Too thing.
What are you talking about?
The headline, obviously. Tucci, too touchy.
Tucci, too touchy.
I like it.
It sounds like something in Latin and Shakespeare.
It does.
Me Tucci.
So help me, God. This mutates into Tucci denies touching claims.
Oh, man.
You're going to have to step up and explain yourself.
No, I said I'm glad he hasn't gotten caught up in this.
Your Honor, Tucci, touchy, my tushy.
You, Tucci?
Et tu, Tucci. Sorry. by an actor.
November 11th, 1962, Demi Moore was born. Demi.
Now which is which now?
Huh.
You got Demi Lovato, or mm-hmm. is she Demi?
No, she's Demi.
Demi Lovato and Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Okay. It's awfully
Demi Moore.
Complicated.
I remember when I was an usher at a movie theater and Disclosure was out.
Mm-hmm.
Me and some of the other ushers would always
sneak
stand
in
to the back of the theater during right. a particular scene.
Nude scene, was it?
Yeah. Well, almost nude, yeah, when she's really
did you
going after Michael Douglas.
Did you
Douglas.
Stanley or did you Tucci your Stanley?
Stanley.
Give me that book, Stanley.
And wrapping up our birthdays today, born on the state, November 11th, 1974, the handsome Leonardo DiCaprio.
Never heard of him.
Watched him last night. You know.
He's a good actor.
Great.
Yeah, never forget, no matter how pompous and important he is, he was on Growing Pains, okay?
And he was in Critters 3.
That's right.
Really? Oh, that. I don't remember that.
Yes.
Oh, you don't remember Critters 3?
I didn't see Critters 3. Sorry. I missed 1 and 2,
I'm
so
sure
I didn't want to jump ahead.
Chuckle along with you, but he's on a private jet with a recently turned 18-year-old.
Oh, I'm not making fun. Everybody starts somewhere.
But, yeah. In fact, probably as a friend that makes really good fake IDs. Okay, back to you. Christy.
Okay.
No, that guy died in jail.
Christy, could we? I wanted to get a new song out of Pat was sick last week, so we never got a chance to get to this.
What? He was under the weather?
Yeah, we had a fun story about I believe it was in Germany, a swingers club.
Oh, yeah. There were like 300 people at the swingers club, and there was a carbon monoxide scare. So when the police firefighters arrived, they had to evacuate the premises.
300 people.
Many of
wow.
them dressed in bathrobes. Yes. Some were treated. Some were taken to the hospital, but no major injuries. Yeah, 300.
And I just, are you ready for this tune here?
You want to do it now?
Sure. No, I just introducing it so we can.
I thought you were teasing it.
No, Pat.
Later, we didn't we just say that just
you could have given me some
just
kind
before
of
the break?
Up.
Just before the break,
the
didn't
heads
I say
up
something?
Was, you're going to sing then, the song.
I'm never on your side. I'm on your side with this.
And then when
we're doing the song,
when we started this break, you mentioned the fact that I just mentioned it.
Yes.
To you.
My cold medications made me a little slow.
Oh, stop!
What? While we're on the song, he just took a big bite of a turkey sandwich.
I have to get into character too.
Oh, okay, so is this going to be? Now, once again, this
Can
is a literally a swingers club is how it's described in English. I don't know what the
German
word is.
But swingers club.
300 people, and they're rushing out of the building. You know, right. We should point out that our guest, Dave Dyer, is also a
swinger.
Firefighter. And
he's got a swingers mustache.
Now, when have you ever arrived at a fire and there are people standing there in their pajamas or bathrobes, presumably?
No. Well, no. But with the family outside, it was a daytime fire, but not
in
pajamas.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tom, what did you want?
Pardon me. I'm with Dave on this.
I'm with Dave's side.
No, Dave should have lied.
He should have.
You should have just left it at no.
Could you get a job where arsonists actually know what they're doing? I was talking to my firefighter buddy over the weekend.
Oh,
I said, what's the number one cause of fires? And he goes, in this town, he goes, arson.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Back to you, Pat. So we got a bunch of nudists.
No. They're swingers.
Okay.
Oh, and they're in Germany, hence the Vivaldi
yeah.
that will ensue.
Okay.
Right.
So go. It's a German swingers club.
Okay. Go.
I think, here we go.
Now.
Jeez. There's a little club in our neighborhood. I begged my wife to go there. She finally said she would. We gave the secret password. They opened up the door. Naked people everywhere, rolling on the floor. And they were swinging. Yeah, you guys do the swinging back at me, okay?
Okay.
And they were swinging.
Swinging.
Yeah, they were swinging.
Swinging.
We stepped inside. Next thing I know, my wife's completely bare in a pile of people, mit her legs up in the air, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Yes, yeah, she was swinging.
Swinging.
Just then, my neighbor's wife shot me a wink. She stood there by the keg. Man, that frog could drink. We guzzled down our beers. My speech was getting slurred. Then she took off her top and unleashed her Hindenburg.
Schwingen.
Mein Gott, sie war schwingen.
Schwingen.
I looked down at my schwanz, but it wouldn't do a thing. Too much St. Pauli girl, and it will not go schwing.
It wasn't schwingen.
I just killed myself. It wasn't schwingen.
Schwingen.
My wife's still schwingen.
Schwingen.
Her farfink nugen must be stinging. She's still swinging.
Oh,
best ever. Best ever.
Nonsense.
Those Hindenburgs versus Schwingen. I apologize to those of German heritage. Any actual German words were a total mistake. Thank you very much.
Well, let's be honest. You owe us the apology first.
Okay. coming up, Christy, the teaser, please.
Well, we have text messages delivered to customers really late. We have a gender reveal going horribly wrong.
Again.
We have wild turkeys attacking a community.
Oh, and Pat Sajak on the
menu. Oh, yeah. Pat Sajak had to have surgery. Yeah.
Kink
yeah.
in his colon.
We'll find out what that's all about.
Is to buy a bowel.
When we come...
I like it, Pat.
Eraser, please.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.